Good morning and welcome to Kello News Talk 1320, 107.9. It's our special one-hour forum on Spellerberg Pool, one of the issues that will be coming up on the ballot in Sioux Falls, the election April 8th. And in the weeks ahead, we'll be having special programs on the Shape Places Ordinance, which you'll be voting on, zoning package. Also, we'll be talking about the proposed Walmart in South Central Sioux Falls. And a forum with both of the candidates for mayor just ahead of the election. So hope you'll also join us in the weeks ahead. Joining us here this morning as we're talking about Spellerberg Pool, Paul Lepardi, who is with the Community Swim 365 group. Don Carney is the director of Sioux Falls Parks and Rec. And John Mathias and Paula Johnson are with the Save Spellerberg group. And John was wanting to comment prior to the break as we were talking about traffic and parking and the use of Spellerberg. John, what are you thinking?
Well, thank you. I'd just like to respond to a couple of the comments that Don and Paul have made, specifically regarding the existing park. And what we've got for a frame of reference right now is the existing pool and parking area, and that's 1.7 acres. And the proposed indoor aquatic center will be 3.2 acres is the estimate, not just 3 acres. So that's twice as large as the current footprint of the current facility, and I think that's definitely worth considering. The other thing regarding parking and the advantage to a larger parking lot for the sledding hill, and it's great that that piece of land can be used for winter sledding. What that is the slope of a drainage ditch. In reality, and that can never change, whether it will be a new outdoor pool or a new indoor pool. But also, the proposed parking lots for a new outdoor facility is within just a handful of the number of what are proposed for the new indoor facility. Outdoor or indoor, we get a larger parking lot of almost 200 spots. So any benefit that there might be for that sledding hill is essentially a wash and is equal between those two. As for the possibility of more traffic to the neighborhood, traffic studies and estimates notwithstanding, I think some common sense considerations are prudent here. The indoor facility would represent a new, unique facility in Sioux Falls, nearly double the size and double the daily bather load capacity of the current outdoor pool. Open twice as many hours daily as the existing facility, and open quadruple the number of days annually as the current facility. How can that not bring more traffic to this neighborhood?
Paula Johnson is also with the Save Spellerberg group. Paula, what are your thoughts?
As a veteran who uses the VA for my health care, there's a parking problem around there. The VA currently leases a parking lot to Children's Care because it's so short of parking. Bethany is all backed up. And any new parking lot that the VA gets is because it's based on the authorization or the number of patients they have, employees, and whatnot. It's not because it's there to help back up the city for any of their projects. The idea that, and that's been put out in some of these public meetings, that the VA in any way endorses this indoor pool is not true. They have not, and they're not going to. And the idea that the VA is going to provide any kind of health care through this facility for veterans isn't true either. It's not going to happen. But the problem with parking around there, anyone who's around there for any length of time, it just is a given. Streets are filled on both sides. You can go down towards Bethany on Holly and any of these other places, and they're bumper to bumper all week long. But the fact is that the parking, they cannot guarantee for 50 years, nobody can, what's going to happen. And the idea that this facility for $20 million is going to take up our entire park, but yet it's not going to have any growth potential, but yet they say it's not going to have any impact to the neighborhood, then my question is, why are you putting it there? Why do we have to lose our park and go through all of this with the traffic and whatnot, and why does the VA have to constantly be on the alert? My concern is that if they go ahead and build this there, that the VA eventually is going to have to take money that was supposed to go to veterans health care, divert it to some kind of security to keep people out of their parking lots. And that's wrong. And the other factor here, that even if people vote no, that is not going to ensure that there's going to be an indoor pool.
Correct.
There are a lot of factors that have to be taken. And one of them, there's a quitclaim deed that was put together in 1955 when the land was sold to the city. And there is no, you know, short of a judge, that's still out there. That's a legal document. That's not something that we're going to sit and decide whether on Tuesday we're not going to abide by it. Have to, don't have a choice. So that's still in play out there. But the whole picture of that facility not growing, not doing anything, taxpayers are investing $20 million. The VA is looking at this and wondering what's going to happen to them. We've got people in our group who literally live across the street and watch this every day. They know all about what's going on over there. And it's not going to be good. It's just the wrong place for this kind of a thing. It needs to go into a bigger piece of land.
Let's go back to Don Carney, who's the director of Sioux Falls Parks and Rec. Don, we got a call from somebody, and I've heard this from callers and residents in the past when we've discussed the issue. There's concern that, and now we're talking here about an indoor facility, and I do want to make certain that people understand that the vote coming up on April 8th is about whether to replace the outdoor pool, specifically for an outdoor pool at Spellerberg. But if that were to be defeated, then conversation could take place about whether an indoor pool would be located there. It would not be a foregone conclusion. Just want to make certain that, and Paula touched on this a moment ago, I want to be certain that people understand that. But I've heard from people, and someone just called saying, if we build an indoor facility, they're worried about swim groups coming in and using the whole thing, and what opportunity will residents have to actually use an indoor pool. Can you talk about the plans and what this indoor facility would look like?
Yeah, I certainly can, Greg. The indoor facility would have a zero-depth recreational pool with interactive play features. It would have, on the recreational side of the building, it would have lap lanes in addition to the recreational pool. It would have water slides. It would also have a current channel, very similar to what we have at Drake Springs. And then in both the indoor and outdoor, we will have outdoor spray features with an outdoor sun deck. And it would also have an outdoor area with an interactive spray features. And so there is an outdoor element to the indoor facility, so to speak. And then I would also share with you that there would be three diving boards, both the high and low diving board on the diving area and competitive facility. And it would also have a therapy pool. The 50-meter pool would have 10 lanes. It would have two movable bulkheads that would be able to divide the 50-meter by 10-lane pool into three different bodies of water so that you could have swimming lessons going on one side. You could have water polo, for example, or scuba diving in another third of the pool. And then you could have diving on one end, for example. So it would really provide a lot of programming flexibility with those bulkheads, which essentially are movable. They slide essentially along the gutters so that you can divide up that pool however you'd like to in whatever dimension you'd like to. And then we'd also have multi-purpose rooms within that facility. To your question about swim teams, you know, we would anticipate that the swim teams would be able to use this facility. We also, maybe some of the listeners aren't aware that we have a synchronized swimming group as well. But as we looked at schedules of both for the recreational pool, what you would think of the general public using pretty intensely, especially with small children, as well as the lap pool, we really would have a lot of opportunities to, you could have a swim team, for example, using a third of the lap pool. The recreational pool would be open even during swim meets. If we were to have a swim meet, we'd be able to have that recreational pool open. The therapy pool would be open. The water slides, the current channel would still be open, and you could have a meet going on at the same time. And so we really have designed this facility so it is multi-purpose. We wouldn't have to shut the facility down. And then the other thing we asked our rec programming staff to do was really take a look at how much time potentially swim teams could use that facility. And we think if every swim team in town used it, as well as a synchro group used it, it would only represent about 5 or 6% of the total time available for programming and swimming opportunities at the indoor facility. So it really is a very small percentage if all the teams decided to use it for practice.
Don, I also want to ask you, because there's been a lot of references to parking, to traffic, to usage. What studies have you done on that, and what do your numbers show?
Yeah, the traffic engineer, along with their consultants, did some analysis based on research of other facilities similar in nature. Also, they obviously have a lot of traffic counts from Western, 22nd, and 26th Street. And the existing pool, for reference purposes, generates 73 vehicles per day per the traffic counts. The proposed outdoor facility would essentially add 100 more cars per day based on the proposed outdoor option than the existing pool would be. And then they also analyzed the indoor facility and found that they project that there would be 74 vehicles per day, or essentially what's currently at Spellberg now based on the current version of the outdoor pool. And so the outdoor facility, as Paul had referenced, would generate an additional 100 vehicles per day above and beyond what the indoor facility would generate. And those aren't my numbers. I'm not a traffic engineer, but Heath Hoftieser, our traffic engineer, along with our consultants, did provide those estimates. And that's what we're relying on for our traffic information.
Why the projected increase, now talking strictly about outdoor, replacing the existing pool with another outdoor, why the increase in so many spots? Why the increase of, expected that 100 more cars would be using it? Just due to the newness of the facility and the different features?
Yeah, Paul, I think, alluded to earlier is that the Drake Springs, when we replaced that traditional pool with the family aquatic center that we have there now, the attendance went from 20,000 to 80,000 in 1 year from the time we closed that pool to the time that we opened the new one. And so what you're really dealing with is the intensity of use that an outdoor facility would create. For example, currently Spellberg has about 20,000 in total attendance currently. And what you're really doing is you're putting all that attendance into a short window of number of days available to swim, and that's based on 90 days. Spellberg was open 69 last year, but we're expecting with this new facility it would have quite a big increase in attendance. And unlike the indoor facility where it's going to be open, for example, at 5 o'clock in the morning and potentially be open until 9 o'clock at night, plus it'll be open 360 days plus or minus a year. You're spreading that use out over a larger number of days. And so it really comes down to the intensity of the use that an outdoor facility creates.
Don Carney is the director of Sioux Falls Parks and Rec. Let's go back to Paula Party of the Community 365 group, who is very much in favor of an indoor pool. As you hear all this, what are you thinking, Paula?
Well, Greg, one thing that I just would like to add that we haven't really touched on is just sort of back to a basic point, which is that Sioux Falls has many, many high-quality outdoor facilities, and the Spellberg neighborhood is relatively close to two of those, at Terrace Park and Drake Springs. And what we do not have and what we do not offer to the citizens of Sioux Falls at this time is public indoor swimming. There are no public indoor pools available for public use. If you want to swim indoors year-round, you have to buy a membership, and that's not an option for everybody. I was lucky to grow up in Brookings, where we do have a public indoor facility for people to use year-round, and that's also the case in many of the towns surrounding us, including Yankton, Watertown, Millbank, Rapid City. All these places have, and in Madison too, they all have public indoor facilities. And so, what we want our supporters to realize is that we don't have that option in Sioux Falls right now. We know that people want that option, and to get that option, we would need to vote no on the outdoor pool at Spellberg to provide a central location for an indoor facility that was in the works and has been actually interrupted. The process of us getting an indoor pool has been interrupted, even though it had passed through the park board, it had passed through the city council, it had been budgeted for, And then with this ballot issue, now it's come kind of been interrupted. So we don't have public indoor facilities in Sioux Falls. We know people want them. And in order for us to get them and to join many of the towns surrounding Sioux Falls and throughout South Dakota that have public indoor swimming, that we would need to vote no on this outdoor pool on April 8th.
Paula Johnson is with the Save Spellerberg Group, and you're encouraging people to vote in favor of a new outdoor pool.
Vote yes for a new outdoor pool, yes. I think the numbers, it's true that if there's a new pool, that more people are going to come, that's a given. But also in talking with the people in our group that live literally across the street, they would rather deal with the increased traffic for 90 days than have to deal with it for an entire year. When there's snow out there in the wintertime, there's increased traffic, but kids going to school and whatnot, it's an entirely different picture. And I think the people who live there should have some input, since they're the ones who are looking at having to deal with this thing for the next however many decades. part of the other issue is Drake Springs and Terrace Park. They're a couple miles away. And people like to say, well, you can hop on a bus and come to Spellerberg. Well, in most cases, there's only one bus. First of all, it comes that way. And if kids are going to have to come up by bus, they're going to have to go downtown, get a transfer, and come over to Spellerberg and reverse it. And I don't know how many parents are willing to put their kids on a bus today and do that kind of thing. I don't think that's reasonable. But as far as the accessibility on all of this, they're talking it has to be central, and it's a good location. The fact is, and it's the master plan that comes out and says this, that 69% of the population in Sioux Falls lives 3 or more miles from Spellerberg. And this is only going to grow as time goes by. We're down to 95th and 100th Street on the south end of town. In 5, 10, 15, 20 years, it's going to be even further. They're working on Highway 100, which is supposed to help people on the out area. Why is this being built in the center part of town when the future shows that it's not going to be accessible? And all the things that they want to go with it, whether it's retail, hotels, restaurants and whatnot, not around there. You know, we support Park Ridge, but quite honestly, for the numbers that they're going to be talking about, it's not going to do it. It's not going to help.
John Mathias is also with the Save Spellerberg Group.
Thank you. I'd just like to speak to the issue of the estimated number of vehicles per day that would be brought in currently with a new outdoor facility or with a new indoor facility. Paula raised a very good point. An outdoor facility, traffic is concentrated 90 days out of the year, not 360 days of the year. Even with the potential for an alleged higher traffic count of a new outdoor facility, you're talking during the summer, school is not in session between the hours of 1 p.m. and 9 p.m., not during morning rush the rest of the year when children are being taken to school as well and so forth. I think that's an important consideration. The other item that I wanted to address, and that was a remark that Paula made, was that there's currently no public indoor swimming opportunities in Sioux Falls. There is no indoor municipal pool. But in fact, there are opportunities for indoor swimming for the public that does not require a membership. For example, at MB, the former YWCA, you can buy a swim pass there for as little as $4.25. We understand also that the Family Wellness Center out on the T. Ellis Road has open swim periods that you can just buy an admission ticket for $6 or $9, and it doesn't require a membership. So to say that there are no opportunities currently for indoor swimming, regrettably, I think is a bit misleading.
Paula Pardies with Community Swim 365. How do you respond to that, Paula?
Well, I would respond to that by saying that not everyone has the means to get to those places, as well as the fact that with the current fee structure for the outdoor pools in the summer, a child can swim for $15 for 3 months. And that fee structure is what the city is proposing to use for the rest of the year as well, so that a child in Sioux Falls would have the opportunity to swim for essentially $60 for the whole year as many times as they want. So to say that you can go to MB for $7 and swim for an afternoon, that's quite a bit different than being able to swim for the entire year for $60 for an individual child.
We are rapidly running out of time, so I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm Paula Party with Community 365. Paula, I'm just going to give you a chance here to wrap up, just your final thoughts, and then I'll come back to one of you. You can decide which. Come back to one of you to kind of wrap up for Save Spellerberg. But Paula Party with Community 365, what are final thoughts on this?
I would just like to say in kind of wrapping up that we have many neighborhood members of the Spellerberg neighborhood in our group as well who have been supportive of our efforts, who believe that an indoor facility in their neighborhood would be a tremendous benefit to the neighborhood. There are, it would be a chance to reinvest in the infrastructure of the center part of the city. And I think we all want to keep the center part of Sioux Falls strong. By having a facility like this that is available year-round, it would bring in lots of families that would be wanting to live near this area. And so the fact that we have neighborhood members supporting this from the Spellerberg neighborhood, as well as community members, as well as business members who feel that this is an important opportunity for Sioux Falls to obtain an indoor aquatic facility at a central location that would serve all of Sioux Falls and would be an asset to our community, that in order to achieve this goal of having indoor public swimming in Sioux Falls, we encourage people to vote no on April 8th on the outdoor pool.
And let's get some final thoughts from Save Spellerberg. Paula Johnson.
sorry, I got this frog today. The issue that Spellerberg is, and that's the indoor pool, is going to help the economy. I'm sorry. Spellerberg is not a separate economy. That's a whole other deal as far as bringing the area back into maybe what it was. And it's not down at all. But the idea, some people are saying that would help the economy in that area. There is no such thing as a Spellerberg economy. Businesses across the board, whether it be the people who did the master plan, whether it be business people here in town that we've talked to, we've walked them through the park and whatnot and explained, they all say this is a bad decision simply because there isn't enough room. Why would you build a $20 million facility that's going to cost taxpayers a minimum of $700,000 a year to keep it open? And that's assuming they get the $300,000 in revenue for 50 years and there's no growth to it. It's going to just sit there. And I do believe, and this is a personal opinion, that Sanford at some point in time is going to build their own indoor pool, and this facility will not last. It won't make it in that area. The other one is the fact that I think it's just kind of a sad statement on part of Sioux Falls that what's going to happen is they're going to have to lean on a veterans hospital, a children's hospital, and a nursing home for parking in order to make this thing work. I think that's a sad statement for the city of Sioux Falls. So we're encouraging everyone to vote yes for an outdoor pool.
Well, I want to thank all of you, all of our panelists today, John Mathias and Paula Johnson with Save Spellerberg, Paula Party with Community 365, and Don Carney, who is the director of Sioux Falls Parks and Rec. Coming up,